This episode of the Mac Daddy Seminar is brought to you by Manscaped. Manscaped is number one with providing you with tools for your family jewels. Look, y'all, it's 2020, and there is not a single reason you can give me as to why your downstairs looks like a fucking jungle, okay? It's ridiculous. You got to keep everything taken care of down there, and there's not a better way to do it than with Manscaped. With things like the Lawnmower 2.0, they got rid of the 1.0 because it wasn't getting the job done. The 2.0, I've personally used this thing myself. It is perfect. You don't nick your nuts or anything like that when you're down there shaving, making everything look nice. They also have things like ball wipes that help restore pH balance, make everything smell nice, nice and clean. And you might even get a visit from your significant other more often here in the new year. Everybody wants that, okay? Head over to manscaped.com right now and use promo code MacDaddy20 to get 20% off your first order. You can't beat that, y'all. It's 2020. Okay? Head over to manscaped.com right now.
Up a drink and I'll be down in two shakes of a lamb's tail.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Well, we don't give a fuck. The deal is done. Now the cake been baked. They need to come on with the drama, whatever they gonna do.
What's cracking, pimps? What is going on? And welcome to episode 26 of the Mac Daddy Seminar. As always, I am your host, Taylor Dunn, and it just seems fitting since this is the 26th episode. I just think it's kind of ironic that we are recording this the day after my 26th birthday. Yes, I'm an old-ass man. I've felt like an old-ass man for a while, but now it's official. I'm in my late 20s, and I look it. I went to the barbershop the other day, had to get my hair cut. You know, because I like to keep it fresh. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. Like, I keep, you know, a medium skin fade and tell them to take a little bit off the top. And I get a haircut about every 2 weeks. If it goes past that, it starts to itch a little bit. My wife thinks I'm fucking insane because I'm like, I need to get a haircut. And she's like, you just got a haircut. And I'm like, I know, but this is how I have to keep it, because once it starts to grow out, once I start getting a couple of them that are a little bit longer than the others, it touches the back of my neck, and once that shit starts itching, I ain't with it at all. So I found a barbershop here on the island that we live on that I really like. You know, it's kind of an old school place. A lot of the chairs are old and dusty and shit. And the guy that normally cuts my hair, he wasn't there that day, but the guy that normally cuts my hair, I don't even know what his name is. And he has a mustache that he curls up on the end. And there ain't too many people out here in 2020 rocking that style of fucking mustache. If you are, you better own a fucking toy factory. Because you just don't normally see it, but he can cut the shit out of some hair. That's for damn sure. But he wasn't there. He wasn't there, and, you know, I just walked in. It was pretty early on last Friday, and I just walked in, and nobody was in there, so it was a perfect time to be in there. And, you know, this woman said, hey, I'll cut your hair. And I'm like, okay. So I sit down in her chair and, you know, she starts chatting me up. And normally when I get my hair cut, I don't like to talk that much because I feel like I'm going to fuck the barber up. Like, I feel like I'm going to start talking. And because I'm so, you know, animated with my mannerisms and stuff, and I throw my head around a lot when I talk, I felt like, you know, I'm gonna fuck the haircut up because they're gonna be sitting there talking to me and be like, you know, the thing about green beans is, and then they're just gonna knock a big chunk out of my hair. So But if they talk to me, you know, I'll talk back to them. And, you know, she was like, so do you have any plans for this weekend? And I'm like, yeah, it's my birthday is Sunday. Me and my wife are going to go out into town and we're going to celebrate. And she's like, oh, let me guess. Let me guess how old you're turning. And I'm like, okay. And she looks at me dead in my face and says, you're going to be 32. Now, I know I'm not as spry as I used to be, okay? I know it. And I know that my current profession has taken a lot of years off my face. I got dark circles under my eyes, especially in the morning. I got a resting bitch face, just discontent. And I can't help it. It just comes with the trade. But I was like, 32? No. And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then, you know, she tried to cover it up by, well, you just articulate yourself so well. You just seem like somebody who's much older. And I was like, okay, so how old do you think I am? And then her second guess was correct. She guessed that I was 20, I'd be turning 26. And I was like, that's very good, you know? So I'm chatting her up a little bit, and she's like, you know, do you feel old now that you're 26 years old? And I was like, well, I have a kid. I have a daughter who's 4, and I've been married for a couple of years. And she was like, well, imagine when you get to be my age. Now, I didn't ask the lady her age, and she didn't tell me, but she was like, imagine when you get to be my age. I mean, I have a daughter that's 23. I have a granddaughter. And I was just like, what the fuck? Now, granted, she was Hispanic. But, you know, she was a fair-looking woman. She was a good-looking lady. And if you had told me that she had a grandchild, I wouldn't have believed you. And she was very, very nice, and she cut the shit out of my hair. And, you know, she's somebody's granny. And I was just, like, blown away because she looked like she was 31. That right there is one of the things that is not a privilege about being white, is that we age like bananas. We do. You know, I look at pictures of myself from like 6 years ago and I look 17 years younger. And I look at myself now, like I can take a picture and pose a certain way and people will be like, oh my God, you look so young. And I'm like, why do you feel that way? They're like, well, you just don't look as tired as you normally look. And you look like, you know, you look really happy in this picture. And I'm like, well, you know, I've been trying to take better care of myself. I'm not going to go into that whole thing because I did that on the last episode. But, you know, I've been trying to do a little bit better taking care of myself. Anyway. What else? But yeah, my birthday happened this past weekend. Me and my wife, we celebrated it on Saturday. And, you know, pretty much I knew the whole thing I was going to have to plan. Like, there is no such thing as a surprise birthday party for me at 26 years old. I have to pretty much, you know, plot out every single stop of the night. So we decided that we would just, you know, go into the downtown area. We'd ride the ferry over from the island because the downtown area has so many different options for restaurants and, you know, it has a really nice nightlife scene, a lot of bars. So we decided we would just go over there and I really wanted some Italian food and we walked right up through Gaslamp to the Italian restaurant and it was way smaller than what it looked like online. So I was like, okay, well, let's go to this other place. And the other place was called Sucker Free. Now, we've watched probably a million videos on YouTube since moving out here, you know, just to kind of get an idea of different restaurants and different things to go do, just to give us some ideas. And I remember seeing this restaurant. Apparently, it's like strictly Southern soul food. It has rap music playing. You know, it's kind of got a bar vibe. And I figured it'd be good because I wanted to watch some of the fights, because there's a huge UFC fight going on Saturday night. But I'll get into that later. We go into this place, and it's got a pretty cool vibe. It's not as cool as what I saw on the YouTube videos. But, like, they got, like, the NWA poster with Eazy-E and Dr. Dre and Ice Cube and shit on the ceiling, so it looks like they're looking down on everybody. They had a big picture of Tupac leading into the bathroom. They had a Tupac quote etched into the wall. You know, it was pretty cool. And then I start looking at their menu, and I'm like, I don't know. Since I've been, you know, trying to live a little bit of a healthier lifestyle, I've been trying to eat a lot healthier too. And shit that's just soaked in grease is not appealing to me anymore. Like, I still love pizza. I don't think I'll ever get to a point to where I don't want to eat a slice of pizza. But anything else, if it's really greasy, it's just a turnoff for me at this point. I'm kind of like getting a gag reflex just thinking about it now. But I looked at the menu and just, I didn't really feel like eating like wings or anything I had to pick up with my hands and get all over my face or anything. So I just ordered what my wife got, which she got an Alabama pulled pork sandwich. And it wasn't an Alabama pulled pork sandwich. Let me tell you something. If you're going to make a fucking barbecue sandwich, you got to put some barbecue sauce on it. Don't try and fancy it up. They had ranch on this thing. No barbecue sauce on pulled pork. And I'm not a fan of pork anyways. We all know how I feel about ham. Pulled pork is just a distant relative of ham. I wouldn't even say a distant. It's like a cool brother of ham. And, you know, if it's got some good barbecue sauce on it, I will eat that shit up. But it didn't have it. It had, like, ranch and some, like, some chopped up celery and a fried onion on it. And the bun, oh my God, it was just a fucking grease sponge. Like, I wanted just to take the whole sandwich and just squeeze it and watch all the grease run down my arm. It was just, I couldn't even finish it. I ate like 5 bites of it and I was like, hey, I'm over it. And my wife felt terrible because she was like, oh, it's your birthday dinner and you don't even like what you ordered. And I'm like, it's fine. You know, this normally happens on my birthday. Like, no matter where we go to eat on my birthday, whatever I decide to go to, I end up not liking it. Every year, it's that way. But, so that happened. We went in there and, you know, I managed to eat like 4 bites of my food. And then I was like, well, hey, let's go bar hopping now. So the first bar we stopped at, it was right in the same little area that all the comedy clubs that I go to are in. It was this bar called Coin Op, and it was really cool. You know, it was like an old retro-style arcade slash bar, and they had like a lot of like old nostalgia type stuff in there. Like, they had this whole wall that was like set up like a kid in the early 90s, late 80s bedroom, had a poster of Bo Jackson on the wall, and, you know, like a Super Nintendo plugged up, and, you know, it was really, really neat. And they had a lot of old school video games in there. They had like the original Mortal Kombat, they had Time Crisis 2, they had Donkey Kong. I mean, they just had it all in here. And we only spent like $5 in tokens, but we still had a really good time. And You know, we also, you know, I got a drink. I got two whiskey sours, like a straight up old fashioned whiskey sour with the egg white and everything. And it was delicious. And that kind of, you know, that kind of made up for the shitty barbecue sandwich that I'd had. So I was like, all right, well, let's keep walking. So we just keep on walking down the street. And we heard about another place not too long ago called Noble Experiment. And this was a speakeasy. If you follow me on Instagram, you would have seen it on my Instagram story. But basically, you know, we turn right in front of what looks like just a shut down business. Like the windows have like trash bags over them and stuff, and there's just a door, and it looks like it leads into a kitchen. So we're like, you know, is this it or what? So I look it up on Google Maps, and it turns out, yeah, that was it. And my wife's like, I don't know. And I'm like, no, come on, I think this is it. Well, one of the hostess came outside, and she was like, hey, are you here for Noble Experiment? And you're like, yeah. And she's like, okay, follow me, please. And they walk us inside, and it's set up like a kitchen for a restaurant. And that's the waiting area. Like, they had, like, a movie projected on the wall, and there was a couple of candles, but you just sit down at a workstation for what looks like a kitchen in the back of a restaurant. So that was really cool. And then, you know, when they were ready for us, we just came to the back, and you got to go through these doors. It's just a bunch of beer kegs, and it just pushes open, and on the other side is this really dark room, and then in red neon on the wall, it says Noble Experiment. And she was like, hey, so we're actually open. We don't need, you guys didn't need a reservation, so come on back. So bring us in. Super small, super duper small, but so cool. Like, one of the walls of it was just like thousands of skulls, and, you know, the ceiling was like lit up Renaissance paintings, and, you know, the bar was really cool. It was very dark in there, but a very, very cool vibe to this bar. And they had a set menu for what the bartender can make, and they also had something called Dealer's Choice, where you just tell the waiter, you know, what you'd like, and then the bartender will just make you something he thinks you will like. This is what I should have done, but I was trying to be fancy, and I ordered a dirty martini with vodka, and it was terrible. It tasted like pickles. It's called a dirty program, the drink that I got, and they brought it out to me like in a bronze goblet, and it had a piece of fucking grass on top of it or something like that. And it had, like, olive brine in it. Oh, my God. It tasted like a computer. Oh, my God. It was horrible. I drank it, though. Those two whiskey sours leading into that, you know, kind of warmed me up. And my wife really liked her drink. And there were some younger, like, some, I say younger, but they could have been our age or a little bit younger, college kids. That's what's so weird about being, like, 26. Like, I see a group of college kids, and I feel like they're older than me. You know? And I know that's weird, but, like, I'm still getting used to the fact that I'm seeing, like, young adults, and I think, oh, those kids are older than me. You know? I still feel like, I look like I'm 18 or something. I don't know. It's weird. It's just a thing. But, you know, they couldn't all sit with their party. So I was like, I told them, like, hey, we're going to finish our drink and then we're going to go so your friends can sit here. And, you know, they were like, oh, thank you so much. And then, you know, we finished and then they took our seats and we left and, you know, it was on to the next spot. So at this point, you know, I got a good little buzz going on, you know, and, you know, I'm starting to talk a little bit of shit. And we go to this bar called Deuce Deuce, and it's a country bar. Man, this is where it all went downhill, because I got in there, and they started playing, you know, Neon Moon by Brooks and Dunn, and, you know, Mama Tried by Merle Haggard, and that was it for me, because we went in with the intention of just ordering one drink and then going to the next bar. But man, when they started playing that shit, it was a wrap. Because I was like, you know what, you know, give me another one. Make me one more. Make me one more. Make me two, three more. And yeah, because at that point is when Taylor started to get drunk. Now, my wife, while we weren't driving, my wife was still my designated walking buddy. So she didn't drink as much as me. She had like maybe three drinks all night long. And I had that in about 30 minutes once we got to that country bar. And I'll be honest with you, I just remember bits and pieces after that. Because I was pretty tore up, man. I wanted to ride the mechanical bull. They told me I couldn't. Had too much to drink. I thought that was not very cash money of them. But, you know, it is what it is. And it was $7 to ride the mechanical bull, you know? Like, come on. Just let me get up there. Let me go around a couple times, and then I'm going to fall off, and I'll be done. But they wanted $7 to ride the mechanical bull. Well, after that, from what I remember, it's getting a little bit closer to midnight, and we're starting to head back. So we go back to the main strip on Gaslamp, and we stop by Coyote Ugly, which is just like the movie. They got the girls up there dancing on the bar, and when you take my stupid ass into a place like that after I've had a lot to drink, I'm going to ask to get up on the bar. And I want to shake my ass a little bit. They wouldn't let me do it. But I asked them. Oh, I was begging them too. I was telling my wife, I was like, please, I need to get on the bar. And she was like, no, you don't. You're going to fall and bust your fucking head open. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I have cat-like reflexes. So that was really all I remember. And I remember they had the Conor McGregor fight on, and they were walking out. I'm sitting there looking at the TV as they're walking out, and they changed the channel. So I was pretty disappointed about that because I didn't get to watch it. But luckily, my buddy was watching it, and he taped pretty much the entire 40-second fight and sent it to me. There ain't a whole lot that can be said about this UFC fight. I mean, it was 40 seconds long. The motherfucker just came out, threw a bunch of shoulders, hit him in the face, and he just wasn't ready for it. Conor McGregor just brought him that wood, and that was all. So, I would go into a whole segment talking about, you know, this fight, but there wasn't a whole lot to talk about. I'm glad I didn't buy the pay-per-view. You know, that's one of the reasons I won't buy a pay-per-view for a fight. I'd rather go watch it somewhere, because at least I'm getting an evening of fun along with the fight. I'd rather go to, you know, a restaurant or, you know, Buffalo Wild Wings or some shit, drink a couple beers, sit there and have a good time, watch all the prelims, you know, and I only spent $15 and I got to watch the fight, you know. Especially if they go out there and he knocks the shit out of somebody in 40 seconds. Come on, man. Conor McGregor didn't even break a sweat. Made millions of dollars for 40 seconds of work. Imagine getting paid that much money just to go out there and beat the shit out of somebody for 40 seconds. I mean, he's earned it. Don't get me wrong. Regardless of how you feel about him as a person, if he talks too much shit, regardless. I mean, he just got in the ring with, I thought Cowboy was going to put a beating on that guy. You know, I thought this was going to be it. I thought he was going to be just like Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey, you know, she got humbled. Because she did. Holly Holm slapped the shit out of that girl. Everybody thought she was unstoppable. And Holly Holm came in there and kicked the fuck out of Ronda Rousey. And she got humbled. And then she took like a year off. And then she had this huge comeback, you know, campaign. which Conor McGregor didn't do, and I think that was smart. Don't do that whole fear the return. Oh, I'm back now. Don't do anything like that. Because it backfired. Because the very next fight that Ronda took was a title fight. And what happened then? She got her fucking ass beat. She got embarrassed by Amanda Nunes. I'm pretty sure I've talked about this on the podcast before. But regardless, Conor McGregor was not going to let that happen. Because pretty much if you lose two fights back to back, you're pretty much done. You got to go join the WWE. But he wasn't having it, man. He fought, beat that guy. But it would have been a lot better scenario if he had lost and he hadn't talked shit for months and done this whole big promotional campaign beforehand. He just like, hey, I'm going to fight this guy on January 18th. And that's what he did. And he won. And he was super cool about it. You know? This is a different Conor McGregor, so I dig it. But yeah, we went into Coyote Ugly, and it got real fucking ugly after that because, you know, old daddy-o had a little bit too much to drink, and then my wife had to take me back down to the boat docks, and we had to get back on the ferry, and I looked like a damn zombie the entire time. I looked like Conor McGregor had just beaten my ass, you know? And we went home, and I had a hangover the entire next day, which was my actual birthday. Had a bad headache. I wanted to sleep all day. But you know what? It was okay. You know, I mean, we spent way too much money, so I thought about going to get something to eat on my actual birthday. We ended up just going to get a couple things from the grocery store, and we got a birthday cake. And, you know, I let my daughter sing me happy birthday, and that's really all that matters, you know? So all in all, it was a good birthday. I really enjoyed myself. I appreciate everybody's birthday wishes. And, you know, it was a good one. I'm looking forward to see what being 26 brings. What else? One more thing before I wrap this episode up. I found out, I have very good news. I found out some stand-up dates that I can give you guys. Because I actually got booked for some shows. So, February 22nd, I will be performing in the Coronado Talent Show at the Black Box Theater here on the island. I think it's about a 4-5, maybe, I don't know for sure, but it may be like a 600-seat theater. Tickets went on sale last week. I'm going to be posting a link for it soon. If you're in the San Diego area and you want to come see me perform, especially because this is a competition, I really need your support. You know, I need you guys rooting for me. If you're a fan of what I do, I'll be posting that information soon. So that was the Coronado Talent Show. That's February 22nd, which is a Saturday. And I'll post the link for the tickets coming up soon. Also, I've been selected for the 2020 Funniest Person in San Diego contest. Now, the thing about this is it's elimination-based. The first round is still going on. Pretty much every comic in the entire city is fighting for the title to be able to say that they're the funniest comic in San Diego. Because you can pretty much get booked at any club in town if you have, if you're holding the belt. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. I definitely could use your support if you're in the San Diego area, if you're going to be around. The club that I'll be performing in is the Madhouse Comedy Club on February 24th. Now, I know that's a Monday, but, I mean, what else you got going on, you know? Just come out, show your support. I'm pretty sure it's a free show. There may be a two-item minimum, but I'll post more about that with the more details that I have. So that's two dates right there that I can give you for sure. It's not just calling for a spot that I normally don't advertise, you know, spots in advance unless I know I have them, because a lot of things here, you know, it's not very certain if you're going to actually get on stage up until a couple of hours before. Like, I might call for a spot on a mic at the Comedy Palace, just for example, and I'll do that at noon, and it'll be 4 p.m. before I know if I've got it. So I'm not going to, you know, tell people, oh, you should come out and watch me, come out and watch me, and, you know, they only have 3 hours to get a babysitter or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But for these shows, if you can get a babysitter and you want to come out, it will be greatly appreciated. I'm not going to blow you off. You know, I'll be there to take pictures with you, and I'd love to see you guys come out. So if you're in the San Diego area, by all means, please come out to these shows, and we'll have a good time. Yeah, the only reason I brought that up is because I had to go take headshots here on the island for the talent show, for the promotion for it, and I was so hungover while I was doing it. My head was killing me, and I'm trying to be super professional, but God, I felt like death. And I knew it was a bad idea, but I, you know, you just got to do what you got to do, you know? But yeah, man, I think that pretty much wraps this episode up. Not a whole lot has happened in the past week. My in-laws are coming into town tomorrow, so I'm sure I'll have a real juicy episode for you next weekend. And, you know, I really appreciate you guys listening. Those of you that do, it really means a lot that you continue to show this podcast support. And it's only going to keep getting bigger, you know? I mean, since I started this, I was getting just a few listens an episode. And now, you know, I feel like I'm getting more and more every day. And it really means a lot to me that you guys continue to listen to me talk about fucking nothing for 30 minutes once a week. But, yeah, just stay on the lookout for upcoming dates. You know, things are really starting to ramp up. I'm starting to actually book some shows, and, you know, just be on the lookout for that stuff. And, you know, I guess that pretty much wraps it up, man. You know, I appreciate you guys listening, and I will see you guys next week.
This episode of the Mac Daddy Seminar is brought to you by Manscaped. Manscaped is number one with providing you with tools for your family jewels. Look, y'all, it's 2020, and there is not a single reason you can give me as to why your downstairs looks like a fucking jungle, okay? It's ridiculous. You got to keep everything taken care of down there, and there's not a better way to do it than with Manscaped. With things like the Lawnmower 2.0, they got rid of the 1.0 because it wasn't getting the job done. The 2.0, I've personally used this thing myself. It is perfect. You don't nick your nuts or anything like that when you're down there shaving, making everything look nice. They also have things like ball wipes that help restore pH balance, make everything smell nice, nice and clean, and you might even get a visit from your significant other more often here in the new year. Everybody wants that, okay? Head over to manscaped.com right now and use promo code MACDADDY20 to get 20% off your first order. You can't beat that, y'all. It's 2020. Okay? Head over to manscaped.com right now.